Luke chapter 5 and verse 12 through 16. And I've titled this morning, If You Are Willing. If you are willing. To be willing to do something means that you're ready, you're eager, you're prepared to do what needs to be done. That would be the dictionary's description of being willing. Ready, eager, prepared to do what needs to be done. Willing to help, to carry the shopping from the car. Nobody's ever willing to do that, are they? Is that just me? That just our house? Surely not. To be willing to wash the pots after dinner. Oi, oi, oi. That is, yeah, who's cheering that? That's not my, it's not Jack, that's for sure. But obviously, we, as most houses, can't find willing parties for either of those activities. And perhaps yours is the same. But to be willing to do something does mean that you are ready, that you're eager, that you're prepared to step up. Also, what I found is it's quite refreshing when you put out a request and someone is indeed willing to help. And we've never experienced that in our house, but you may have experienced that in yours, when somebody's actually willing to get involved. And in our account this morning, in Luke chapter 5, verse 12 through 16, Jesus is asked if he is willing to help. Not from a position of trying, I guess, to help, as in, could you help me do A, B, or C, but rather, the question is posed in such a way that it's to ask for complete restoration, to bring about complete restoration when this request is made. And when we think of it in a way where I'm not just asking for somebody to give me a hand with the shopping out of the car, but rather we phrase the question, as we'll see here in the verse, if you are willing, then this can happen. If you are willing, then this can occur. That changes the position of our heart and our mind on what the Lord can do. It changes our heart and our position on how we bring our requests to the Lord. It's not as, would you help out? But rather, Lord, if you are willing, you can bring about what this request I'm going to bring is. Who's willing this morning then to read for me from Luke chapter 5 and verse 12 through 16? Who's willing to read for me? Stick a hand up. Rachel, I like it. Rachel was first up. So Alistair's going to drag the microphone over to you. Listen, you put your hand up, you're having it. So the microphone's on its way to Rachel. She's going to read for us Luke chapter 5, 12 through 16. It's going to be on the screen. Rachel was willing, and she is indeed able. And you don't raise your hand and joke to me. You better read it off the screen, love. Here it comes.
While Jesus was in one of those towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their illnesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
Thank you, Rachel. And that's how we'll begin. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask this morning as we look into your word that you would just open up your scriptures to us. Father, that we would see what you've got to say to us this morning. Lord, that you'd speak through me. Father, that hearts and minds this morning would be receptive, ready to hear, be willing to listen to what your word has to say to us. We ask these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, this man that we've just seen here in these few verses is covered in leprosy from head to toe. And because of that, he would be an outcast in the society. He would be placed outside of the walls of the town. He would have no part in the standard culture that was going off here. Day to day, he would be outcast because of this disease. He was covered in a skin disease that would have absolutely halted his life. It would have stopped his life in its tracks. And now everything has shifted for him. And he's in a position where he has to go outside of the walls and he has to try somehow to piece a life together from what he was used to. This man, although outcast, although outside of the walls, has listened and heard about Jesus. And we can tell that by his first address as he makes to Jesus. We see in verse 12. He says, when he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and he begged him. He fell with his face to the ground and begged him. He's not just heard about Jesus, but he's also then processed and applied what he's heard about Jesus into his daily walk. He addresses Jesus, as we see, as we carry on in verse 12, as Lord. So Jesus, as he sees him, he fell with his face to the ground and he begged him. He says, Lord, Messiah. And he also knows that this man, this God man in front of him, is the only person that can heal him. He's the only one that can heal. Only God can heal. And here then, he says, if you are willing, in verse 12, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The original text just adds a little bit of a different dimension to it and says, if ever you should be willing, if ever you should be willing, you can heal me. If ever you should be willing, you could heal me. You see how his address of Jesus puts Jesus in his rightful place. He calls him Lord. He makes point of that. But also, he points to his deity because he says, if ever you should be willing, then you can. Amen? Lord, if ever you should be willing, then you can. What a difference that would make to our prayer life, wouldn't it? As we continue our look through prayer on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, if you're available, we'd love you to come along and come and share in the group. The group continues to get bigger as we study the word together and we praise God for that. And we say, God, if ever you should be willing, we know that you can. What a different mentality that is for us. The position that it puts our heart in. It shows the man's heart. Firstly, he's acknowledged Jesus as Lord. And secondly, that he is certain that if Jesus is willing to heal him, then he absolutely will be made clean. If Jesus is willing to heal him, then he absolutely will be made clean. And I don't think this man's faith should go unnoticed. And I want to think about his reaction to the Lord and our reaction to the Lord. Are we in a position where we're willing to come before him and see that, as this man did, come in humility that acknowledges God, acknowledges Jesus of who he is? Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. With a heart that says, Lord, I know that I've got sin in my life. I know that my sin is separating me from you. Lord, I know that I've done wrong things. It's as simple as that. You can be this age, you can be this age. It makes no difference. It's the humility and the acknowledgement that says, Lord, I've done things wrong. And I know, Lord, that if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you're willing, if you don't know the Lord as your own personal saviour this morning, if you've never asked the Lord into your life, then this is as easy as it is. Lord, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Please come into my heart and change me. If you're willing, the man asks the question, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Lord, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Please forgive me. Simply, I'm unclean. And if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, what's Jesus' response to that? What's his response to that question? We have to look in verse 13. It says, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. Now, you've all focused on the I'm willing, have you not? Because that's where I focused as well. Let me just read you the first part of the verse again. Remember the man's address of who he's talking to. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. What don't you do with somebody who has leprosy in this culture? You do not touch them. You don't touch them. That's the last thing you do. The man is ostracized. He is outside of community. He is on the outskirts to be away from normal life and activity because the impact of what he has was believed that that would pass to everybody else. If he's got it, we'll get it. Get rid of him. And for those that like to do a little bit of further study, it shows us this morning that Jesus has his full deity on display. Why? Because he is uncorrupted by the sin of this world. He is uncorruptible by the sin and the fallen nature of this world. So Jesus isn't bothered about the social element here. He's not worried that he's going to catch something. He's not worried that he's going to become infected by the sin that's around about him because he is God in flesh. He is Lord. He is Messiah. This man has realized it, but I tell you what, even though the man said it, now he really gets it. Because he would also think, why have you just touched me? If this man was married, this man would have had a family. They don't touch him. And Jesus has just cut through all of that. And he has touched the man. And he gives him this answer. I am willing, he said, be clean. How magnificent is that? For the first time in a long time, the guy has been touched. And now, not only has he seen or he's heard who this Jesus is, but now he's experienced it absolutely firsthand. I am willing, Jesus says, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. Jesus' answer, church, is the same today as it was then. It hasn't changed. We worship a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't operate on a whim. He's not operating in a, I might do. He's operating in the absolute, that when he says, I will, it happens. If he is willing, then we can be made clean. And church, I'm telling you, he is willing. How do you know? John 3:16 tells me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. But you see how the emphasis changes then, changes to us. He says that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Whoever is willing to come and ask will receive eternal life. Whoever is willing to step into the moment and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Lord, I'm sorry for this. And I know it's not right. And I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to approach it. But what I do know is that you are Lord. And what I do know is that you're Messiah. What I do know is that you are bigger than my problem. So I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to say, Lord, please help. Lord, if you're willing, then you can. What a difference that would make to our lives. And if you haven't made that step, then maybe today is the day where you say, Lord, I am sorry. And let me tell you this morning, he is absolutely willing. And church, we then have to think about our response. I've accepted Christ as Savior. Maybe you've accepted Christ as Savior this morning. And you go, well, what's this got to teach me? Well, the question is, are you willing? Are you willing? We've experienced his love. We've experienced his forgiveness, his kindness, his grace and his mercy. We've experienced it firsthand. And the question is, are we willing to love like he did? Are we willing to serve like he did? Are we willing to give of our time, our treasure and our talent to a God who is worthy of what we can bring in church so much more? Are we willing to put God first in our lives and to keep him there? Not just today, because today's easy. I'm talking about Monday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Thursday, when all you want to do is curl up and go to sleep. I'm talking about those moments when we want to be what I want to be. Are we willing to put God first and keep him in his rightful place? He was willing to send his precious son. He was willing to take our place on the cross. He was willing to die in our place. He was willing to bear the punishment that we deserve. He was willing to have a crown of thorns thrust upon his head, a spear forced into his side, to have nails put into his hands and his feet. He was willing to do that for you. There is no greater gift than the gift of salvation that has been freely paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was willing to do that for you and for me. Are we willing this morning? Because the Bible says he is willing and he is able. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for your word. Father, we thank you that you are willing to make us clean, and we thank you that you have made that way through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see the faith, the humility of the gentleman with leprosy, Father, this morning I pray that if there's anybody in here that does not yet know you as their own personal Saviour, that Father, that they would be willing to come to you this morning. Father, they would be willing to come to you and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Father, please come into my heart and change me from the inside out. Father, salvation is a gift that the price has been paid for in full, in and through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, all we have to do is take hold of it. And Father, for us as your church, I pray, Lord God, that you would help us to be willing to put you first in every single part of our lives, that you would be the center and the focus of all that we do. And Father, again, as we continue in our worship together now, that you would just bless us, that you'd encourage us and help us to lift high the name of Jesus. We ask these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen.